You remember an author whose name was James Fenimore?
Cooper.
And his wife would be known as, he's Mr. Cooper, she'd be...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Now, your uncle's wife is...
My aunt.
And my uncle's wife is...
Is your aunt. My granddaughter, I mean, said that to me the other day.
My husband's sister's brother's cousin or something?
You shouldn't say aunt, it's aunt.
Oh, around here it's aunt. It's aunt for me, too.
Yeah.
Same as a little insect.
Yeah.
The man who's in charge of a large group of soldiers, the very top man.
Colonel?
Well, even higher than the colonel.
Oh, captain?
Higher than the very top here.
Lieutenant? No,
Eisenhower was one of the 80s, huh?
20. General.
That's right. Could you say that again for me?
General.
And do you ever have a different word for a preacher who was just a part-time preacher, probably a layman?
Oh, local preacher.
Do you ever hear him called jackleg?
Yeah.
A man that supervises in a court is called what? He's in charge of court. There's a lawsuit of some sort.
Oh,
a
lawyer.
The man who wears the black robe and sits up in the top.
Judge.
And a person who goes to school to learn something is sometimes called, not a pupil, but and he's called a pupil, but he's
student.
Also. And a woman who works in an office, does various jobs, especially takes letters and that sort of thing, is known as
stenographer?
In other words, another job in the office similar to that.
Bookkeeper?
Stenographer. Person who takes notes at the meetings.
Secretary.
And the officers in the town, they have a mayor, and then they have a group of men who work with the mayor. They call the councilors.
Council.
Is that what you call it?
A council.
And then what would each one of these men be?
A member of the council. Councilman.
Do you call them aldermen?
Oh, yes, aldermen. Yes, surely aldermen.
Do you call them selectmen?
Maybe. I don't remember whether anyone called them right here or not. I don't think so, though.
Well, a person who lives in Canada is a Canadian. A person who lives in America is...
An American.
A person whose skin is brown, not a white man, but he's a what? He's a
Indian.
Well, black, let's say that.
If it's black, he's a Negro.
Do you ever remember any words, derogatory words, called Negro?
Like a nigger?
Yeah. All right. Do you have any special word for a person who was... pretty much isolated and kind of it could be married and living, but they're just off in the wilderness all by themselves and kind of a rustic person. Like around here, somebody lives out and never gets into town much and has very strange ways.
Recluse.
Okay. You ever hear them call them hillbillies or backwoods?
Oh yes, hillbillies. That's more in the south.
Yeah. The man who brings the letters and sticks them in the mailbox. If your husband's calling you, go with him. You aren't ready. You might say,
wait a minute.
Or just
wait.
You ever say just a minute?
Just a minute. Oh yes, all the time.
I hear that quite a bit myself.
Yes, I imagine.
There's a little town called Oswego in Illinois. You've heard of it. Might ask somebody. I want to know how many miles it is there. I'd say, how far is it?
To Oswego.